The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Presented, as always, by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company. The Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop. We're going to open up the phone lines coming up at 9:20, hear from Commanders fans what they think about Sunday night's game. But joining us right now to give us a little insight and his take is our pal Scott Abraham from ABC7. What's up, Scott?
Happy holiday, boys. Yeah, two-man show. I like it.
You're recovering from Christmas. Did you have to do... You have young kids. You have a daughter, I believe, that's my daughter's age. Did you have to do some building when the kids went to sleep?
Dude, like, it's like Fort Knox trying to break into these doll boxes and trying to snap them out of their packaging and build the Hot Wheels set. It's been fun, but it's also very time-consuming. I've been up here in Pittsburgh for the last week with my in-laws because we do Christmas up here every week and talk about getting spoiled. But that's the best part of the holidays. You know, you guys have been through it, having the young kids and seeing the smiles and the Christmas magic. That's what it's all about.
Hey, before we get to the Commanders Falcons, you're up in Pittsburgh. Not sure if your in-laws are Steeler fans, but what are they saying up there? What's the local media saying about the possibility? Do they want to stay with Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I mean they're worried, but they also look at the schedule and the gauntlet that they've just gone through. I think they've gone through what they have: Philly, Ravens, and then the Chiefs. I mean that's a heck of a stretch. So I think they're taking comfort in the fact that he went through just the hardest part of their schedule, and they got to win these next couple of games for them to get in the playoffs. Does they have one game left? I don't even know.
No, they're already officially in the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. So the division.
The division.
Me. Right, with the Ravens and.
But there's no chance the Ravens are losing to the Browns if it comes down to that. So the division is done. But I was just wondering if fans are freaking out that Wilson's looked so bad.
I think it's funny because, you know, talking to a lot of the cousins and the aunts and the uncles at, you know, Christmas Eve dinner, they're kind of sick of Mike Tomlin. And it's funny hearing them say that because from the outside perspective, you just see a guy that's been so consistent and winning seasons after winning seasons. But the people I've talked to in the family, they're kind of sick of Tomlin, and they like to maybe get some new blood, new energy, which I understand kind of a little bit from that perspective as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's hard to find a guy who just wins every season.
Goes to the playoffs every year. Yeah.
Why don't you tell them about the coaches we've had here?
Well, they like to call themselves City of Champions boys, and they just won all those Super Bowls, and they haven't had one in a while, so they're spoiled in that sense.
Yeah. All right, so your thoughts on this game. It's interesting because, you know, I didn't think they were going to beat the Eagles. Actually, let's go back to the Eagle game. So let's talk about that result. Incredible performance by JD with the 5 touchdowns. You know, they caught some breaks, obviously, and we've touched on it a billion times. Losing Hurts killed the Eagles, I thought, and they only kicked 4 field goals in the second half. Devontae Smith dropping that ball probably cost them the game, but whatever. They still had to drive down the field and score a touchdown, and they did. So great win for Washington. They got their signature win. Did that kind of surprise you, the way they did that? Because it surprised me.
It did, and it just shows you this team is never out of a football game. Whatever the score, whatever the time is left on the clock, this team has a chance, and a big reason why is obviously Jaden Daniels under center. He has that clutch gene. You just can't coach. You just can't teach. Certainly he had that bad interception, and they got a break with Devontae dropping the pass, and Jaden took the ball and made up for that mistake. And that's what you want to see. Guy with a short memory, unfazed. And it was a tremendous win. Yeah, certainly they got the breaks of Jalen Hurts being hurt. But they made their adjustments of trying to slow down Saquon in the run game in the second half, getting after Kenny Pickett, making him uncomfortable. And it was great to see, again, just the stadium and to see the fan base. Mm-hmm. How they've come alive and gotten behind this team, and they're 10-5 with 2 games left in the season, and nobody would have thought they'd be 10-5 with 2 games left in the season. And here we are talking about a win and in situation, Sunday Night Football coming to town in your home stadium against the Atlanta Falcons. It's been a fantastic season, and you got to consider this a success. I mean, absolutely, way ahead of schedule, and it's been awesome.
So let's get into some particulars. So,
yep.
Looks like Jonathan Allen could play on Sunday. How big is that for the defense, in particular, stopping a running game that's pretty strong there in Atlanta, led by Bijan Robinson?
Yeah, you need John Allen. He's a Pro Bowler. You know, he's been there, done that, and he's a body, and he's a really big and good body, and he's going to have that extra burst and extra, you know, first step because he's been missing. You know, he's been dealing with the pec. So certainly he's going to give some intensity and just the presence of him being on the line is a game changer because you can obviously another guy to rotate with the bodies they have already in place. And you know what's going to happen on Sunday night, guys. They're going to get the ball to Bijan Robinson, and that's going to be the game plan. He's going to touch the ball 25 times. I think last game against the Giants, he had 2 catches, and then he also had 22 carries 24 times. And then the game before that against the Raiders, he rushed the ball 22 times.
Yep.
That's going to be their recipe. They are going to feed Bijan Robinson. So that's what Washington's got to do. They got to somehow stop him, slow him down. And I think the key is to try to make the rookie, Michael Penix, beat you with his arm. Whatever you do, mission number one, in my opinion, is stop Bijan Robinson. Let anybody else beat you, especially that rookie quarterback, under the bright lights for the first time in an NFL stage and see where it goes. I think that's got to be the key to stop Bijan.
Should Commanders fans be a little concerned with the Marshawn Lattimore situation? They make the trade right after the deadline or right before the deadline, and then he doesn't play after the deadline for a few weeks, finally plays in the Saint game. Certainly a factor in that game, but, you know, it's not like the Saints can throw it on anybody. But had some issues in the Eagle game, but re-injures the hamstring. So don't know if he's going to play. Maybe you've got more information, but I don't think he's practiced all week. So
he hasn't practiced the last 2 days.
Right.
Obviously, we'll have a better understanding when DQ talks later today. But I'm concerned. Like, you know, this is a guy you traded for, and you went through all the medicals, and, you know, hamstrings and soft tissues are tricky things. You know that, you know, the calf, the hamstring, the quad, you know, and it's very easy to re-injure them. It's frustrating, and I know the fan base is very frustrated. I chuckled because I saw somebody tweet at me saying this is Curtis Samuel 2.0. If you remember when Curtis Samuel was here, he was always had the injury bug. So you'd love to have him out here. You know, he's an all-pro Pro Bowl corner. You can lock down a Drake London on one side of the field, but if he's not, you're going to have to do, you know, Benjamin St. Juice,
right.
Still.
Right.
Yep. You're going to have to do a combo of, you know, Noah Igbinogami. Guys are going to have to step up. And that's just unfortunate because, you know, you trade for a guy, a Marshawn, you give up a pretty good haul to New Orleans to get Marshawn, and he hasn't really, let's be honest, he hasn't really made that big of an impact so far. But you got to get him healthy. You know, if the goal is to win a Super Bowl and make a run here, you sit him because there's a darn good chance this team's going to the playoffs, a very high probability. So, I would, you know, if there's a question, you sit him, and you got to hope that he'll be ready for the wild card round or somehow if they win the division.
Hmm. Yeah, I would just I'd be concerned because you just mentioned it. I mean, Drake London, he can do some damage.
Yep.
Now, Penix, yep. We don't know what to expect from Penix because, yeah, Penix looked good against a horrible team last week, so didn't have to do much. So, and then if you somehow lose to the Falcons and then you play Dallas, well, if CD plays – that's who he would be covering, right?
No, CD's done for the year.
Oh,
I think.
He's done for the year. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they shut him down yesterday. I think okay. I read that. Marshawn's been in two games for Washington. So the people that have been on the field, the St. Juice, the Sandra Stills, they've been playing with each other all season. So it's not going to be like that big of a change, right? My thinking is if there's any question that he's going to re-injure it or he's going to be. You know, he's going to play and then get hurt again. Don't try it. Just sit him, you know, have the trust in St. Juice, have the trust in Sandra still. They've played, you know, 15 weeks together. Yes, they've had some warts, but you know, you got to believe when the lights turn on, they're going to rise to the occasion of what's at stake, on Sunday against the Falcons. And you got to hope Marshawn, heals up and obviously he'd be a luxury and great to have if he's healthy for the playoffs. But I think with hamstrings, it takes time, and if he re-injured it, it's not great. You know, I dealt with a hamstring injury myself playing tennis this summer, and I popped it twice in a matter of 3 weeks. So they're tricky. They're very tricky.
Talking to Scott Abraham from ABC7. So let's kind of look ahead. We did a segment the other day, like Christmas wish list for the Commanders, realistic with two games left heading into the playoffs, and. You know, I mentioned Austin Eckler. How big will it be if he returns? And what are you hearing, if anything, about Austin Eckler's status?
Huge. And I think this offense misses Austin Eckler tremendously. I mean, he's such a weapon and Swiss Army knife in terms of, you know, catching the ball, the backfield, the return game. And, you know, Dan Quinn, I believe he spoke on Tuesday. You know, he's not ruling it out. You know, there's a good chance that Austin could play again this season, and what a boost that would be if he could come back for a playoff game. And the offense can just open up so much more with his skill set and the screen game and what he can do out of the backfield and just being another body of putting his hands on the football. Remember, Brian Robinson Jr., he fumbled twice last week. You never want to see that. And that's obviously an area of concern of protecting the football, holding on to the football. And, you know, it'd be great to have Austin. He's been out, you know, recovering from this concussion. So heal up. You know, it's a grind. This is a long NFL season, and you want your best guys in those meaningful games, December, January. And here we are, two games left in the regular season. Washington maybe getting John Allen back. Maybe getting Austin Eckler back in the next couple of weeks. That's obviously progress and great to see if you're a Commanders fan.
Now, are you going to be back from Pittsburgh to go to the game?
Yep. I'm leaving Sunday morning, Getting on the road at 8, and I'll be at the stadium by 3 o'clock and have live shots at 5 and 6.
Awesome.
I'm excited for winning in. And, you know, there's a situation where if Tampa loses somehow,
correct,
Carolina, that Washington is already in the playoffs when Sunday Night Football kicks off. But
right.
I think Tampa will beat Carolina, and it'll be a great atmosphere. I think it's going to be mostly, in my opinion, probably Commanders fans. I can't see Falcons fans invading Northwest Stadium like a Cowboys or, you know, an Eagles.
No.
So I think it's going to be electric, and I think this place is ready to explode if they win this football game.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. The flex game, the island game, Sunday Night Football.
And Jaden, like, I mean, everybody, if he's a national brand now, guys. I mean, he's everywhere, and it's been awesome to see, you know, so many kids getting his jersey for Christmas. Like, I posted a little thing on my ex page about this.
Yeah, I wanted to tee up on that.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting that type of response, but what really impressed me and surprised me about that when I asked, hey, send me your Christmas pictures holding a Jaden jersey, all the young kids having number 5 Jaden Daniels jerseys. I spoke to you guys numerous times on your program about how they got to somehow get this younger demo back with this franchise, supporting this franchise again. Be cool again. Jaden Daniels brings that cool factor like Lamar does with Baltimore. And to see all those young kids smiling, having that Jaden number 5 jersey under the Christmas tree, that was really awesome to see.
You had some old people in there, too. I mean, I think you got like 300 responses. You put it out on Twitter.
It was awesome. I was not expecting that. And to see, you're right. I mean, I saw, you know, a grandfather have the number 5, and, you know, dads and brothers and uncles and wives getting their husband's number 5 jerseys. This team is all in on JD5, and this team is all, and these fans are all in on what this coaching staff and Adam Peters and Josh Harris, they've done in year one. It has been phenomenal. So it's exciting to see the rebirth of the fan base in the young fans. I think that's the key element here, is getting that young demo back to be like, you know what, this team is cool again. This team is it's okay to root for them and support for them.
Scotty, we kind of talked about this a couple of days ago, and there's so many unknowns because they still have to play a bunch of games here. But if Washington gets into the playoffs, let's just assume they could be a 6th seed depending on what happens, but if they're going to be a 6th or the 7th seed. So they could be playing Detroit. Who knows? They could be playing the Eagles. Who knows? Outside shot of playing the Rams. What would be, in your opinion, the best matchup in the first round, in that wild card round, for Washington to go on the road?
That's tough. People probably think I'm crazy, but I'd want Philly again.
Wow.
You played them twice. You know each other. They know you. You should have won that game up there in the first meeting. You had the lead in the fourth quarter. I think Philly. I'd want Philly. I do. I think. I don't necessarily want to go on a fast track in Minnesota. Fast track in LA with the Rams, with those offenses and those receivers. I give me Philly. I know you maybe think I'm crazy, but I just think in terms of knowing each other and the familiarity, I think that might be their best chance to pull off an upset and get a win.
I mean, the Eagles have two pretty good receivers, too. You're talking about the Rams receivers.
Yep, they do. That's what I'm going with, guys. I just think the familiarity and knowing what they do and how to defend them. And you go back to their last two games against them. They won this last one, and they should have won the first one. They play Philly close, and they know how to beat Philly. Give me Philly in the playoffs.
Mm. Look at that bravado.
You want to face Barkley again for the third time. Man, the guy's got four touchdowns against Washington.
Well, okay, so then you got Tyron, you got Aaron Jones, you got Justin Jefferson, you got Addison, you got Puka Nacua, you got Cooper Kupp. Every game's tough. There's no easy matchup in the playoffs,
True. And
that's the key. If you're in the dance, you got a chance. Anything can happen. I'd love to play Philly again.
All right, so Sunday night, what do you think happens? Does Washington get their 11th win?
I do. I think Jaden's really going to shine, and I think he's going to just show, you know, this Penix in the national spotlight. This is not an easy situation for Penix. Mm-hmm. And I think if they somehow slow down Bijan Robinson, he's going to touch the ball 25 times a game. Limit his big play ability. And Washington's going to get out of there with a win, because I think Jaden's going to shine again. And give me, I think the over-under is 47. Give me Washington to win 28-17.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well,
I do the math on that. That'd be an under, right?
45, right? So,
So, all right.
So have a good trip back from Pittsburgh, and have a great time on Sunday night, bro.
Yeah, boys. If I don't talk to you, Happy New Year as well.
Yes, sir.
Scott Abraham from ABC7. And yeah, he did a cool thing on Twitter. You can just see dozens of pictures, but literally hundreds of people sent him. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott7News of people getting their Jaden Daniels jersey for Christmas.
That's the thing you got, man.
Yep.
Not
all
surprised.
Right, coming up next, we're going to open up the phone lines now at 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. Big game. Commanders can get into the playoffs with a win. Chance they get in there before, but unlikely.
Yep.
But if they beat the Atlanta Falcons, you know for sure they're in. Do they beat the Falcons on Sunday night? They've won three in a row. Did they make it four in a row? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls and tackle the matchup next here on the Junkies.
Welcome. Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back on a Football Friday here on The Fan. It's Bish and JP hanging out. Going to dive into this matchup and want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. You know, we make the picks every week.
Mm-hmm.
EB's taking the lead now because he had Philly and I picked. I mean, he had Washington and I picked Philly.
Yeah.
So I'm almost inclined. I know he's going to pick the Commanders this week. But I don't think I can go against my heart. You know, I've been thinking about this all week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a close game. I was impressed by what Penix did in game one from everything that we saw. You know, the interception wasn't his fault. It looked like he's really strong on, like, the intermediate passes. And definitely it's a worry what the receivers are going to do against the secondary. Not that Lattimore played great, but I don't expect Lattimore to play.
Yeah.
So that means more Benjamin St. Juste and Noah I and those guys. And they've struggled all season. Although statistically against the pass, they're pretty good because the teams like to run against them.
Right.
It's definitely a tough matchup for the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense gave up 33 points last week. So I don't have great confidence in the defense. I like that Jonathan Allen's coming back. But, man, it's hard not to have confidence in the Commanders' offense based on what you saw against the number one defense in the league. When you look at the Falcons' defense, mediocre.
Right.
That's what they are.
Got a couple nice pieces in the secondary.
So I think Washington at home should be able to get the offense churning again. I think they're going to try and pound the football. Look, Brian Robinson coming off the two fumble game. The running game outside of Jaden Daniels hasn't been that good of late. But I like Washington to win this game. Let's go 28-20.
Yeah, Penix is just an unknown. We just don't know what to expect from him. Yeah, he was solid to even very good, but that was against the Giants. Drew Lock threw a couple pick sixes, so the defense kind of did the work for him and held the Giants to 7 points. So he didn't have to do much in that game. I think Bijan Robinson's going to be a factor in this game. I certainly do.
He's similar to a Saquon Barkley, very elusive.
Strong down low. Tough to bring down.
Can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a factor. And I do think that Lattimore being out, if he is out, in the secondary will hurt them because I think that the Falcons will take advantage of St. Juste if he's playing out there a lot. So I think that the Falcons will score some points. The Penix thing is just an unknown. It's a coin flip. But I think that the fact that Jaden Daniels at home has been so good. They've been a really good home team. I think they're, aren't they 5-2 or 6-2 at home?
6-2 at home.
6-2 at home. So they've been a really good home team. So there's certainly a home field advantage. It's a Sunday night game. There won't be many Falcons fans there. The place will be crazy. The weather's going to be pretty warm for December, for late December. So that won't be a factor. And I think Brian Robinson's going to play a lot better. He's not going to fumble. He's not going to fumble twice. So I think that it could be a higher scoring game. So I'll take the Commanders 31-25, and so that would be a cover. But I think that Washington wins this and gets to the playoffs. If they don't win this game and they have to go to Dallas and win in Week 18, that's going to be very interesting, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from Commanders fans. What's your vibe going into this game on Sunday night? Are you nervous? If you look at the ESPN matchup predictor,
mm-hmm.
We usually like to check that out, ESPN Analytics. 60.2% chance that they win the game. So
it's not
60-40 is not bad.
I think it's not a huge number, but.
And you look at the numbers, they're favored by four and a half.
I also would like to throw out to the callers, are you worried? Now, it's a very small percentage Are you worried that Washington could lose both of these last two games, and then Atlanta obviously wins this week and wins next week, and then Tampa wins both games, and then they miss the playoffs? Are you worried about that at all?
You got to be a true pessimist to be thinking that.
I know the percentages are small.
There's probably more people at the grasping scenario of
the division,
them winning out, getting to 12 wins, the Eagles losing out, and somehow claiming the NFC East division,
man, that would
which
be
is
crazy.
A grasper.
Yeah.
Then you'd have a bye. Well, no, you wouldn't have a bye week, but you'd be the two seed.
You'd have that would be a smaller percentage to me, because I don't think the Eagles are going to lose to the Giants.
I don't know.
Even
know,
if they played Pickett. I don't care.
I just know on social media there are a lot of graspers out there.
Okay.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from Commanders fans? Play the music, Valdez. It is a Football Friday here on The Fan. Sunday night game. All eyeballs will be on this game. Jaden Daniels coming off the 5-touchdown game. Yeah, I can't see them losing. Let's go out to Arlington. Al, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Hey,
we're doing great.
What's up, man? Thanks for calling.
You got it, guys. Listen, bottom line is all this praise for Penix. Are you kidding me? The Giants have given up on their coaches. They didn't give anything about being out there, so that I kind of dismissed that.
Okay.
And this rookie class, no doubt, this rookie class of quarterbacks has been good. But none of them started great in their first two games, including JD5. So let's not give this guy all the credit in the world that he's going to lead the Falcons to win. I agree on the other stuff. You can dissect this a million different ways. Our secondary worries me, for sure. Our defense worries me, for sure. We need to be led by our offense. We need to eliminate these red zone struggles, right? Like, we can't have these not scoring on our first couple drives or not even getting, you know, past the, you know, three downs, right? Like, this is the stuff that hopefully they will have figured out. And, you know, I have hope, because I have been to the Browns game and the Eagles game, and I'm going this weekend, and they've never lost since I've been there this season. So let's go, boys.
All right. There you go. Bring another dub. By the way, we put this up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. Early, like, mega confidence in the Commanders. 87%. Picking the Commanders, but we want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Let's go out to Tim. Tim, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, good morning, and happy 25.
Yeah, you too.
I just want to say, you know, it's hard to prepare for a quarterbacks that you have not seen a whole lot on video.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Penix, I think, matches that situation. I would not count on Tampa Bay losing to end the season.
Right.
And I think Dallas would relish anything to knock us out of the playoffs. So if we need to win this game, this is a must-win, period.
Yeah.
You do not go into Dallas needing to beat Dallas. That's going to be bad news. I think the Commanders win the game, but they really need to buckle down and make sure that they get this game under control. You do not want to rely on a field goal to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So Commanders win, and we go into Dallas not needing the win, but don't let Penix ruin the day. I would blitz the living heck out of him.
Mm-hmm.
and make him beat you.
Yeah. I think that's what they're going to try
ask you
to
this.
Do.
Keep him on real quick.
Oh, sorry. I already hung up on him. Yep. You know, when we had Baldy on yesterday,
mm-hmm.
See, you watch a lot more college football than me. So I obviously saw Penix play, and I always just figured Penix was a pocket passer. But Baldy talked about his athleticism.
Yeah. Now, he's had some injuries, had a bunch of injuries in college.
Yeah, he tore his ACL a couple times.
Yeah, so he's had injuries, which kind of affected that. But yeah, he can run. I mean, he's an athlete, no doubt. But that caller sounded like he was a little concerned that if they do lose Sunday night to Atlanta, there's a chance they could lose in Dallas, because it's a road game that you have to win. A lot of pressure there.
That'd be an epic collapse.
It would be an epic, be a crusher. It would be. But it's still an outside shot. So you got to take care of business on Sunday night.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Ali. Ali, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
What's going on, Junks? How we doing, man?
Hey, bro. Good. What's up?
Hey. So I think the Skins love to stress us out, right? So mm-hmm. It would make sense if we lost just to take it to the end. But I think we should win it. I actually love what the last caller said. I think we need to blitz a lot. If we, you know, expect our quarterbacks to do their job, especially if Lattimore doesn't play, I don't think it ends too well for us. But if we're, you know, bringing in the pressure, which I think we're absolutely capable of doing, I think the dub should be ours, man. I mean, you know, Atlanta has some pretty strong receivers. If Drake plays, that's mm-hmm. I mean, we all know that the guy is an absolute threat. He's a monster. Mooney, he's shifty, he's fast. I don't like the matchups with their receivers versus our D-backs. Again, if Lattimore's not playing, but you know, if we go in there, you know, we apply all the pressure in the world, I think that that'll shake things up and should get us a win.
They're not that good a team. Look, they've won their last two to get them above 500.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
That was Kirk's last start. That was a dreadful game. You could tell they didn't trust Kirk anymore because I think he had like 16 pass attempts. I'd have to look up. But it was a low amount of pass attempts. They scored 15 points
yeah.
against the Raiders. Then they played the Giants. You do almost have to throw that out. That was Drew Lock throwing pick sixes.
True.
They're a very mediocre team.
True, but what if Penix makes them a little bit better than mediocre? That's the thing we don't know. Because you're judging them based on what Cousins did, and Cousins had his worst year
and
of his career.
Especially of late. You know, because they did have a stretch where they were looking pretty good, and Kirk was looking pretty good.
I mean, what if they're
earlier in the season?
Yeah, but what if they're just a much better team offensively with Penix? And that's, you know, that's tough to say because he's only made one start. And
look, they actually won 5 of 6 during a stretch.
Yep.
All right, but all the teams were losing teams except for Tampa,
and they swept Tampa.
They swept Tampa during that 6-game stretch. They beat Dallas. They beat Tampa. They lost to Seattle by 20.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Carolina. Beat Tampa. And beat New Orleans.
Right.
So, I mean, it was earlier in the season. Then they went on that losing streak where they lost 4 in a row.
Well, they beat Philly, too. Remember that one?
Right. That's very early in the season.
But they went into Philly and won. But, this, again, Cousins spiraled out of control, and they had to bench him. So, I don't think they do. I don't think that Penix makes them that much better offensively. I could be totally wrong, but they could take care of the ball more. They just could be more efficient. I'm not saying they're more explosive, but maybe they can score a little bit more points with Penix than they did with Cousins. It's a possibility.
Let's go out to Bethesda and talk to our pal Mark. Mark, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey guys. The sun is out today. Thank God. It's depressing. I look at intangibles. I mean, if they win, they're in, and I think DQ will get them up for that. And they have enough talent and leadership on that team that they'll end up winning the game. And my question is Penix a mutter? It's going to be sloppy on Sunday in the grass.
Yeah, it's
probably the bigger question is Bijan a mutter?
Yeah, I think Bijan's going to be a factor. I think they're going to give him the ball a bunch, but that's a good question because it's supposed to rain, so it might be a little sloppy. You're right, but it's going to be warmer. It's going to be mid 60s.
I'm not going to the game anymore. Had I gone, yeah. I'd been inside anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see if that's a factor. I don't know that it is a factor for this team. I'm curious to see if Jonathan Allen plays. If he starts, if he plays like 15 snaps, how it works.
Yeah.
I do think it could be a big addition. Now, they weren't playing good rush defense with John Allen in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a weakness all season long.
Yep.
Now, they played good in the second half, really for almost 3 quarters against Barkley after he ripped off the long one. But that also was a situation where all of a sudden Pickett's in the game. You don't have to worry about Jalen Hurts running.
Mm-hmm.
And the game plan, you could see, I mean, they talked about it on the broadcast, they changed the way that they were playing defense and really honed in on Saquon. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that in this game. Maybe that's the approach they start with.
Mm-hmm.
But if Penix starts picking them apart a little bit, like, I'm impressed with Penix. Again, I haven't watched a ton of him, but with like the intermediate passing man, the guy zips it in like on a down and out 15 yards down the field.
Got a really strong arm.
You know?
Yeah, he's got a hose.
Yeah.
So it'll also be interesting to see what kind of factor he is in the, you know, getting out of the pocket and running, if he can get out there and scoot.
Right. I haven't seen as much of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either, but it's a possibility.
800-636-1067. What do you think happens on Sunday night? Do the Commanders win their 4th in a row, get to 11, and clinch a playoff spot? Are you nervous? Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. Business every day is game day. Business is always moving. Up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. I was just thinking about Monday's show. Mm-hmm. So Monday, hopefully, will be our 11th victory Monday. Mm-hmm. I know it's technically different because they have Monday night games and Thursday night games, but let's just say a victory Monday.
Okay.
Right? We're not used to that. I mean, last year,
11,
they
yeah.
won four games. I mean, I don't think it's actually happened during our career. They've never won more than 10 games in a regular season during our entire 28-year radio career.
Isn't that nuts?
And
that's just
look, we started because of this team.
It's almost hard to do.
We started our radio career because of this team. At the time, in 1996, then WJFK, which was a Howard Stern station, Don and Mike, G. Gordon Liddy, Hot Talk, the Grease Man, they bought the rights to carry the Washington Redskins. And to complement that, they started with a new sports weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us a shot on the weekend. So going back to then, there's no way we would have thought that this team would have such little success for three decades.
Yep.
But now we're on the precipice of an 11 or 12 win season, depending on how they do these last two games. Overwhelmingly, people are voting on the poll that they believe the Commanders win.
Okay.
Which I get. I believe the Commanders win the game because I do think, let's just take the Commanders out of the equation. I don't buy into the Falcons. I mean, even like Baldy was grilling Kyle Pitts, mm-hmm. like saying he's slow.
He's slow and he can't you know get what away I mean? From
like he's supposed to be one of their best weapons. I understand Drake London's a good player. Bijan's a very good player. Penix might turn into be a very good quarterback. But I just think they're mediocre and Washington should
agree.
Win the game.
I would agree. But I think that Washington's defense is mediocre, if not worse than mediocre. So I think they'll allow Atlanta to make some plays, but I don't think that they'll stop Jaden.
Let's go to Elijah in DC. What's up, Elijah?
What's going on, fellas? I think they pull this off. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to go out and still win this game. Like you alluded to, defensively, we're going to have to, like Dante Fowler, certain cats are going to have to get him off his progressions because he gets through them. He's going to go through all of his progressions, even if he doesn't decide to run. So I think they're just going to have to go out and win a game. If we get up a few points, I think he's more of a rookie the more ahead we are. If it's a close game, anything can happen because, like we also alluded to, this rookie class, they're a little bit ahead of schedule. So you may see certain plays that show themselves, that shows that he's ahead of schedule in certain regards, but by and large, they should shut this down. But it's got to be – it can't be a close. Can't be a squeaker. Got to go out there and get it. So they're going to rush three, drop eight. So Jaden's going to have to use these underneath guys. They're going to be rolling. They're aggressive on the back end. So we're going to have to go and be physical, go win this game, go get these tight ends. Like, got to go hit somebody. That's what I think.
They drop eight in coverage. I can see Jaden running more. I mean, he's run more the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll drop eight, but I don't know what their system usually does every week. I haven't watched it, but I'd be surprised if they dropped eight.
I just would have great confidence in the offense after you just did what you did against the Eagles.
And I think Brian Robinson is going to play much better.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a factor, too.
Let's go out to Silver Spring. Lavelle, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Of course I'm nervous. I'm 36 years old. I've been in an abusive relationship with this team for 25 years. I was a little boy listening to the Junkies on WJFK, and all these callers calling saying, oh, no problem, we're going to win the division. Are you kidding me? I'm only starting to believe now that we even have a quarterback. This is, this team's been a disaster for 25 years more, and I'm scared we're going to lose both these games, and the Falcons and the Bucks will win both theirs, and then we're out of the playoffs. But with that said, I'm staying optimistic. You know, we'll see about Sunday, but as far as predictions go.
Yeah, you don't sound optimistic.
You know what, the reality is there's a lot of scar tissue. And there's a lot of PTSD based on what's happened here for almost three decades.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just think about the last year. Snyder's gone. Nobody ever thought that that would happen, right? So that owner's out of there. Ron Rivera's out of there. Eric Bieniemy's out of here. And now all of a sudden it looks like, and I remember Jason stressing this a lot in the offseason. I hadn't bought into Dan Quinn as much as you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how it plays out over the next couple of years because Ron Rivera did take the Commanders in the playoffs. Was that year one?
Yeah, but that was a fluke.
Okay.
I mean, if Dak doesn't get hurt,
but
they don't go.
But you made a big point about Quinn and the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And it does seem to be 100% different than Ron Rivera and his weak staff.
Yeah, I mean, the coaching staff is just 100 times better, and they're more prepared each week.
Now, but the biggest difference is Jaden Daniels.
Of course.
It's the biggest difference. All right, let's go to Mutu.
Is it Mutu?
Mutu.
All right, good morning, guys. Yes, it's Mutu.
Hey, what's up?
I just think we need to keep playing how we've been playing. I don't see us losing this game. We're at home. I think the fans are going to be fired up. And this team seems like they feed off of the fans' energy. The only concern I have, the weather's going to be nice, is we might get some rain.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that don't affect throwing the ball. I would have liked to see Lattimore on the field. But one of you guys mentioned it earlier. Our pass defense was ranked top 7 without Lattimore. And I think that's because of our pass rush. I feel also, if we can shut down Saquon, other than the first quarter, right? I'm not worried about Bijan Robinson, because Penix is not Hurts. When Hurts is in there and is running, they're a different offense, right? And I just feel we won't lose this game, even if it's close, because of Jaden Daniels. He will not let us lose the game.
Yeah, let
and
me just say this.
Really
he's the biggest
all right,
factor.
You.
Let me say this about the defense. I think the pass numbers can be a little bit deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Teams like to run the football against them.
Yes.
So that's based on yardage. It's not based on like success rate of passing the ball downfield. They've also faced, particularly of late, some poo-poo quarterbacks.
Correct.
I mean, think about the last couple weeks. Will Levis, Spencer Rattler,
Jake Haner,
Kenny Pickett.
And the only reason they shut Saquon down is because Pickett was in, because that's what the defense have focused on.
Yeah, but I mean, teams have had a lot of success running the football. So when they face Washington, they try to run the football. A lot of these teams try to run the football and have had success. So that kind of skews the pass numbers.
Yep.
All that said, I believe Washington wins. Mike Morrow, only in a couple seconds. Does Washington win? Of course they do.
Easy 27-23. Close, hard-fought game, but we'll get the win.
Valdez, winner?
Valdez.
1916 Falcons.
All right, we're out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.